As John James reported, 20,000 refugees from Ivory Coast have fled to neighboring Liberia. Tens of thousands more could follow. For years, huge numbers of Africans have fled their countries in search of a better life in Europe. Many of them wind up in the Mediterranean island nation of Malta, and many of them get stuck in Malta indefinitely. Their requests for asylum elsewhere in Europe are denied, and they can't and don't want to return to Africa. Philip Martin reports in part three of his series on nomadic migration.
Day after day, Daniel sits on a wooden crate on this busy corner in the oldest piazza in Malta's capital, Valletta. After leaving his native Ghana and trekking through desert and seven African countries, Daniel arrived in Malta 18 months later, only to spend another 18 months in mandatory detention.
After I came out, I did not get any proper document, so I'm in Malta here for nothing. We are just sitting here for nothing, no work to do. Even though you can see many, many blacks or many immigrants here, they are just roaming about doing nothing.
At the outdoor bus terminal, dozens of dark-skinned men tell similar stories.
The situation in Malta is critical.
Salif came from Nigeria, and like many migrants stuck here in Malta, he had hoped to get to mainland Europe.
The immigrant here is suffering.
Why Malta? Why did you come here?
Well, we are going to Italy, but along the line, we get to Malta.
If you can't stay in Malta, where would you like to go?
I would like to go to Italy, Spain, but they cannot give me passport.
So you have no passport, so you're basically stuck here in Malta?
Yeah, I don't have passport to leave. That is why I'm here.
Malta's justice minister, Carmelo Mifsud Bonici, is sympathetic, but only to a point.
And so this Nigerian fellow feels that he has got the wrong deal, because had he gone to Italy, the situation would have been completely different, because he would have been an asylum applicant there, and that would allow him to move along. I have only one solution, to send them back to their countries of origin, which is difficult.
Difficult because Malta doesn't have repatriation agreements with most of Africa. That means it can't send these migrants home, and it can't send them on to third countries. So many languish here. And for many white Maltese, that's a problem. Jurkin Borsch, a 16-year-old student, fears the migrants are overwhelming his tiny island nation.
We are a small country, and we have many illegal immigrants for the small country that we are. If every immigrant someday will have to buy a home in Malta, there's no place for them.
Which is why many Africans in Malta end up in places like this.
It was an airplane hangar here.
This man, who came to Malta from Somalia, asked to be identified as Ahmed. He took me on a tour of a restricted Maltese facility known as the Halfar Open Center. It's an old airplane hangar, lined with bunk beds and home to African men released from detention. Despite the rank odor of porta-potties and overflowing kitchen waste, no one appears to be malnourished or abused. But Ahmed says Halfar is unfit for human habitation.
I can't live in, you know, this situation. Even I told the government, I would prefer to go to my home country, to live in here, I said, because I have no place to sleep or what to eat. So I prefer to go to Somalia. And they told me, you know, you can't go in Somalia, because Somalia is a dangerous place.
These large numbers of people who are newcomers to our society need to be housed somewhere.
Alexander Tortell of the Maltese government is responsible for asylum seekers.
We cannot house them on ships. We cannot house them out in the countryside, which we do not have. And therefore, these people are placed either in open centers or else they themselves make their own arrangements to live in the community.
Some also live here in the Rainbow House outside of the capital city of Valletta. True to its name, a spectrum of bright colors decorates the front door. This is one of several government-run homes for migrant women, children, and families, most of them from Somalia. And Herta Trapene, a social worker who runs this facility, says the neighbors aren't happy.
We've had a lot of complaints about the noise, about the fact that we've got a lot of rubbish outside.
Until recently, Rainbow House resident Abdu Aziz lived in the open camps.
This house is better because near my job.
What is your job?
My job is paint.
You paint?
For homes, yes.
Is it full-time?
Not full-time. Maybe 6 hours, 5 hours.
Was it difficult to get a job?
Yes.
The Maltese government gives each asylum seeker a stipend of about 100 euros per month. But even that meager amount has steered resentment among some Maltese who believe that Europe is being overwhelmed by African asylum seekers. In some instances, that has led to violence against migrants and their supporters.
Somebody came in at night in two of our communities and cars were set alight.
That's Father Joseph Cassar of Malta's Jesuit Refugee Service, or JRS.
Anybody who will work or adopt a favorable position to asylum seekers and migrants, we would be called misguided do-gooders, people who do not have their feet on the ground, people who do not understand the implications of what they're advocating.
The Maltese government accuses the right-wing media of stirring up racist anti-immigrant opposition. But with more than 5,000 migrants stuck in this tiny country, government officials like Alex Tortel fear a greater backlash.
The experience of integration all over Europe is that integration cannot start before a person has a full-time legal job. Unfortunately, because of Malta's limitations, we have thousands of people who haven't got to that point. And we have to admit that they will not get to that point because we cannot get to that point because the limitations are real.
Some illegal migrants qualify for what's known as subsidiary status, which allows them to go to another European Union country. But thousands remain stuck in Malta, jobless and living in difficult conditions, eager but unable to leave this tiny island nation. For The World, I'm Philip Martin, Valletta, Malta.